Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Since October of 2017, God has really been speaking very clearly to me about some things. And the thing that keeps coming back to mind and I've shared with people is that He has told me that it is time to let go, stop hiding, and step into my calling. Those are the three things I keep hearing very clearly, just in things that I would read. And some of you, side note here, some of you ask me what that means when I hear God telling me something. And what I mean by that is I don't hear an audible voice, you know, in the shower that God is booming, you know, speaking to me in an audible voice. What I mean is these are the recurring themes that I see or hear or read, you know, in scripture or in a Bible study I'm doing or in a sermon that I hear or in worship music and then sometimes I'll have this fleeting thought come through my mind and I'm like, where did that thought come from? You know, or I'll be writing something down. I'll be writing a blog. I'll be journaling. I'll do something. And just, it just keeps coming up. And so that's where that comes from. When I say that God is speaking to me, it's this recurring thought, these recurring things that come up in your life. And it's probably God trying to show you something. Okay. So pay attention to that. If you're looking for it, you'll see these things around you in life. So this is what He's been saying to me. And the other thing is, you know, with the let go part of that, let go, stop hiding, step into your calling. What I've really been feeling is that He's trying to do a new thing in me. He's trying to do a new thing in every area of my life, business, personal, marriage, kids, friendships, you know, things I find joy in, ministry opportunities. He's doing so many new things. And if I would just let go of the past and let Him make all things new, that it would fall into place. All these pieces would fall into place. So the other thing I've been feeling is that He's trying to make all things new. But I also hear that as a commandment to me to make all things new. And it goes along, like I said, it goes along with that let go piece of what He's trying to do in my life. So, you know, on reflection, I'm like, okay, God, You're wanting to make all things new and You want me to make all things new. What could I do to make all things new in my life? And so I've been just looking at so many different areas. And, you know, when things are new, you find joy in them. When things are new, they're exciting. You're learning new things. You're trying something for the first time, a new relationship. You know, you're in that honeymoon phase. Things are just happy-go-lucky. You know, when something is new, you have that youthful fire and just joy about life. So, you know, knowing all that, what could I do in my life to make all things new? So I've kind of just been examining every area. What can I do to make this new? What can I, you know, what can I change? What can I start? What can I learn to make all things new? One of the biggest things you I'm sure if you follow me on social media, I cut my hair off. I cut my hair off when we were on that cruise in early December. And I may have talked about that on this podcast already, but the reason I did that was the blonde that I had in my hair was the same blonde I had. I wanted to try this out. Okay. I wanted to see what I look like blonde. And I did that back in early 2015. So that was, you know, 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago now. I had dyed it blonde and I had been letting it grow out because then I wanted to see what it looked like ombre, you know, that trend. So it had been growing out. And so I had this ombre hair, but that blonde was from early 2015. And since then, I went on quite the journey first falling apart, just personally, professionally, I mean, falling apart, and then going on a journey with God to get whole and healed, and to really just, he had to build me back up in a lot of different areas and put me back together, and I'm a new person. I'm not the same person that I was in early 2015 when I dyed my hair blonde. So for me, looking in the mirror and seeing that blonde hair, I felt really strongly that it had to go. I needed to cut it off. The journey I've been on, it's taught me a lot, but it's time to make all things new. And so that was just one thing that I did when we were on that cruise and we were going to the 2020 party, come as you are in the year 2020. I was letting go. So I cut it off while we were on the cruise. So I'm not saying that you need to go cut your hair off, okay? But what I am saying is, can we examine different areas of your life? Maybe God's trying to do the same thing for you. Maybe he's trying to do a new thing, like he says in Isaiah. Maybe he's trying to spring something new up in your life. And do you see it? Are you paying attention? And is there something that you could do to follow the commandment of also making all things new? You know, what could you do? What new things could you start? What could you, refresh? What could you do so that you have that youthful fire, that youthful excitement, that newbie fire again? You know, what can you do to get back to that and just let go of everything in the past, whether it's life, business, marriage, whatever it is? What are some things that you could do to make several areas of your life new so that you have that joy and that fire again? Because how much easier and fun is it to live life when you have that kind of, when everything is new and exciting and you have that joy that just overflows, right? That's what we're looking for here. So again, this goes along with our dreaming series, because this is something that I learned on the cruise. This is, it was something that Denise and Carla took us through, was visualizing and your ideal day and your ideal life, and to find that joy and that passion and that excitement again. And it just solidified everything God was trying to do within me already. So I encourage you, I challenge you today to look and see how you can make all things new in your life as well.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.